You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we're focusing on the culinary arts. And with the upcoming Restaurant Week in Ann Arbor, I thought we could talk about that. So joining us is Sandra Andrade, director of the Ann Arbor Main Street Area Association, which organizes the annual Restaurant Week. Welcome.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Something to look forward to. The holidays are over, but we have something to get excited about, the Ann Arbor Restaurant Week, right?
Yeah, no, it's a phenomenal event. Ann Arbor, as you all probably know, has an incredible culinary scene. And really, Restaurant Week is an opportunity for them to, the chefs, to showcase what they do, their creativity, new things on the menu, seasonal things. It's a great time to go and try different things from various restaurants.
That's why we do Art and Soul, the culinary arts. What are the dates this year?
It is January 13th through 18th, so that's a Sunday through a Friday.
How many restaurants are participating?
We have about 52 participating this January. They're in the downtown and they're on the outskirts of downtown. Kind of covers a lot of the ground in Ann Arbor.
Just Ann Arbor restaurants, no Ypsilanti part of this?
Or? Yeah, no, just Ann Arbor.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Ypsilanti has great restaurants,
yeah, absolutely.
Too,
That's why I thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
How many years have you been doing this now?
So Restaurant Week, I was looking up this morning. I believe it started in 2009 or 10, so yeah, almost 20 years.
And how does it work?
There's fixed pricing, so it's $15 for lunch or $28 for dinner, and depending on the restaurant, it's either 2-for-1 or per person. When you go to the website, AnnArborRestaurantWeek.com, you can click on the all to see all the 2-for-1s. You can click just the all of them. You can see all the vegan options, the vegetarian restaurants. So if you go to the website, you just can navigate through to kind of pick what is right for you.
Is the point to get a deal, or is it more, it's the kind of a slow time of the year, let's get people out to the restaurants, or showcasing what we do have?
Yeah, it's the point is really the chefs spend a lot of time putting the menus together, and it's really a time for them to showcase what they do. So a lot of the times people will try things that they've never tried before, and you go and you generally... Each restaurant has the freedom to do what they want, but generally you get multiple courses. For example, Cafe Zola, you know, you go, and I picked out two things. You can get course one. You choose from 4 or 5 things. You know, they have this amazing chicken wing thing for their appetizer. And then you can do a second course. You pick an option, and then sometimes they'll have desserts, and sometimes they'll have wine, and just all different, however they want to pair their food. They really put it together nicely.
So it's not necessarily to get a deal. It's more to experience the different things they offer. Or do you get a deal? I mean, 2-for-1?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot of them don't make a lot of money. It's really to get people in the door to try their food and their chef's work.
Do you need a ticket?
Nope. You just go to the website. Some of them, a lot. It gets really busy. So I do suggest to go to the website, figure out your game plan, and to make reservations. And one cool thing we're doing this year is we are partnering with Michigan State University, the Argus Farm Stop, and Taste a Local Difference to connect Michigan farmers with chefs. So when you go to the website, you can tell the locally sourced food from, they'll have the little Taste a Local Difference logo on their link to their website and their menu. So that's really cool.
I saw that. Taste the Local Difference.
Yeah.
That will be on some of the menus. Can you expound a little bit more on that? They're using local ingredients.
Yeah, it was really cool. So before we started on the path, so about 3 months ago, we had a farmer meet and greet with the chefs. And chefs, they all came together, chefs and farmers. And basically, we just gave them the space to have conversations about what are the farmers producing, how much are they producing, and then, you know, the chefs could be, you know, some restaurants are tiny with 40 seats. Some restaurants are big. So really they could learn more about each other and what the needs were. And so good partnerships form from that.
You mentioned reservations, so you can make a reservation for Ann Arbor Restaurant Week?
Yeah, each restaurant's different. So when you go to the link to each restaurant on the webpage, it'll give a link to either an open table website where you can make a reservation. And some restaurants don't even do anything online. You know, they'll just take a phone call and you call and they do it the old-fashioned way. So, but it'll direct you when you go to the link to their menu.
You mentioned 2-for-1 pricing. Does that include tip?
No, you know, I don't think it does. No, no, nobody. They're Mrs. Kim's in Carytown.
Oh, yeah, they don't have tips.
Yeah, they don't tip. Ms. So Kim. There's one where you don't tip.
Right. I just wanted to say that for someone who waitressed their way through college, I want to make sure people know that tip is not included.
Absolutely, yeah. That is a very
tip
good.
Tip server.
Yes, very well.
Is there any new restaurants this year? Can you tell us about some of the restaurants participating?
Yeah, so Jim Brady's is new to downtown. They're on Main Street between Liberty and Washington. And that... I would say I haven't even tried the food yet, but I've been inside the restaurant. They opened a few weeks ago. It is beautiful. It's 1960s. It's three floors, and they have just done an incredible job. So just go for the atmosphere for that one.
So just brand new.
Yeah.
Your chance to try it out.
So it's their chance to kind of showcase what they do.
Okay.
So it's really exciting for them. And I looked at their menu. They have a blackened chicken carbonara. And they also, I know they're famous for their carrot cake. It's a family business. So Grandma Grace Brady is her name, I guess. It's her recipe. But it has a carrot cake recipe, and it's served warm and gooey with pineapple, toasted coconut, pecans, spices, and cream cheese frosting.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
So that sounds amazing, right? So that's a good one to try. Desus is also somewhat new. I mean, I think it's a little less than a year that they've been opened. They're on Main between William and Liberty. And... they're another good one to try out. The Standard, which is out on Jackson Road, they're a phenomenal restaurant. And they're cool because they also have a brunch menu that they're doing for Restaurant Week. So they have a brunch, lunch, and dinner menu. And the brunch menu I was perusing, and they have a corn souffle, which sounds incredible.
Yes.
Chives, scrambled egg, bacon, and toast. And then with that course, too, would be a finishing plate, which is a croissant donut, which I'm intrigued. Is it more of a croissant or is it more of a donut? That's one I really want to go to.
Or is it a cronuts have been around for a while.
Oh, see, I don't even know. So that's new to me.
Here's your chance. Now, are you targeting just people in the local area or do people come from?
Oh, gosh, no. No, yeah, we target coming from Detroit, because Detroit, I know, is their restaurant scene is growing, so we want to make sure we're still competing with that. So we're hoping people from Detroit come, Toledo, you know, Northville, all around, you know, Ypsilanti.
Tell us once again, when is Ann Arbor Restaurant Week and how can you participate?
It is January 13th through 18th, which is a Sunday through a Friday of this month, January. And you just go to the website, AnnArborRestaurantWeek.com, and make your game plan, look at all the restaurants, see where you want to go. And then on that page for the restaurant, it'll tell you how to make a reservation. Some of them you don't need reservations, but it's a good idea to at least make sure, call and check, because it gets really busy for Restaurant Week.
And we'll put the link on our website, WEMU.org, and you can see all the menu options that you have, right?
Yep.
Sandra Andrade, director of the Ann Arbor Main Street Area Association, which presents Ann Arbor Restaurant Week. Looking forward to that. And thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul, the Culinary Arts.
Thank you.